Welcome to the jungle. We go to hour number two. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Adam Thielen coming up next hour. Packer fan's pissed. Packer fan is very unhappy. Packer better. No names mentioned. James Kelly. Not in a good way. He continues to get worked by the Packers. Let me give you a little sampling as we go to hour number two. I started the program off by not burying Green Bay. I'm not here to bury Green Bay. I'm here to hype Tennessee. What does Tennessee have to do to get respect? Honestly, 7-3. That division is all but wrapped up. Played their asses off again last night. This is what they do, all right? This should not be a surprise to anybody at all. Yeah, like you knew, Rome. I knew last night. If you listen to Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, I knew last night. I took them last night before that game. James Kelly did not. He got burned again by Green Bay. And don't get me wrong, Green Bay has burned me numerous times this year.
Burning.
But I like Tennessee. I've always liked Tennessee, especially under Mike Vrabel. But Packer fan is really unhappy. You saw it last night. The vibe was just bad. It's amazing to me. Only a few days earlier, when they were coming back on Dallas, it was like the old times. Like, that was Lambeau. That was Lambeau in the glory days. That was Lambeau of, I don't know, last year, the last 2 years, when Aaron was racking MVP awards. The energy was there when they came back on Dallas. It was great. Last night, that was as dead and as flat as it could possibly be. Them turning on their own, them booing Aaron. And in a way, I'm sure Green Bay, not Packer fan because they needed an outlet, but Packer player, Packer management, they probably were hoping that Twitter did die last night. Like, check out some of this reaction I'm getting. Hey, Jimmy. Here is how the presser should have gone. Hey, before I read how it should have gone, Alvin, can you quickly reset how it did go? After the game, Aaron got up there, obviously very somber, not much in the mood. And somebody started him off by saying, hey, like, how did you miss so many wide open guys?
Aaron, why do you think you guys missed some of those wide open plays downfield today?
I missed a couple throws for sure. I'm not sure exactly which ones you're talking about, but I definitely missed a couple throws.
And then a reporter also asked him, well, Aaron, so where do you go from here?
Where do you go from here, Aaron?
Home.
Okay. Well, as a team, after, again, I know we talk about a lot.
I like the way that guy tries to stay in it like that reporter talking to Rafa. Well, actually, I lost. Oh, but it's still a win.
There's still six opportunities left.
So anyway, I replayed that because it's good. And I replayed that because the guy who sent the email writes, hey, Jimmy, here's how that presser should have gone. Reporter, Aaron, where do you go from here? Aaron, quote, well, probably another State Farm ad, probably a spot in a Previa healthcare commercial, and I am 1/64th owner of the Bucks, and they're doing pretty well, so a Bucks game, definitely not OTAs, practices, and team meetings. There are six games left. We're fine. R-E-L-A-X. All right, I got to go get some trippy tea. What a D-nozzle. Respectfully, Casey in Wisco. As always, when somebody ends their email with respectfully, somebody just got disrespected. A lot of that. Packer fans pissed. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be. I mean, they were booing him last night. Booing them, booing him. Dear Rome, did they ask Rodgers, where do you go from here? That's easy. Not home. Yours, Pervin Liar. All right,
that's so devastating. Heartbreaking.
Devastating and heartbreaking. I'll tell you somebody else who probably felt devastated and heartbroken. My partner in crime, the big head, James Kelly. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets is live. We did hit that game last night before we went live with the podcast. Hey, head, how you living?
About as good as Aaron Rodgers, Jim. Not very good.
Yeah. Right, dude. See, you did it again. We talked about this. You and I, without giving up the entire pod, because, well, there's still six games left on that pod, right, and there's the Pro Football Doc, but you and I did hit that game before that game, and we talked about a few things. Number one, you were going to ride with the Packers again, despite being burned so many times by them this season. Uh-huh. I'm not here to pile on, but why did you do that? They'd burned you so many times.
Because of the Tennessee offense, I did not think it was that good. I did not think Ryan Tannehill could come through, and I thought their defense would do a little bit better against the run than they did, but I knew it was over in the second quarter when they couldn't get off the damn field. So I was wrong, so that's number six in a row as a favorite for the Packers that they lost, Jim.
All right, so Justin Simmons, we talked about that before the game, and you and I, we were talking about whether or not he was a go or not a go, and you said, man, I hope he's not, I hope he's not, I hope he's not, and sure enough, he was out there. What did you think when you saw that dude? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I knew it. When I saw it, he was going to go. I still thought they'd win, though. I thought they'd figure a way out. I thought they'd be able to throw the football more. I didn't think Aaron would, you know, miss his wide open wide receivers. So, yep, didn't count for that.
Dude, you sound down. You sound despondent. I also like that you're doing your best not to use your bad words and your profanity because you're in a different room. You're in the adults' room right here.
Right? I'm doing good with that.
You're doing well with that. You're doing well with that. You're not doing good with that.
Damn it.
Dude, why is that so hard for you?
I don't know. I think I've been told that my entire life.
Yeah. Right. And when I say, why is that so hard for you? I mean, grammar, not just that word usage of good versus well. Why is grammar so hard for you?
Well, it applies to both right there, but I don't know. Can't figure it out.
How badly did you want Twitter to actually die? And what has the reaction been to your bet on Twitter?
Well, the clones that get it, they knew I said fade this pick, clones, and they're good, but then there's some people who don't listen and are coming for me like no other. So, you know, Twitter.
Twitter, mm-hmm. Well said. Give me an example of somebody, not by name, uh-huh, but an example of a Twitter user who gets it as opposed to a Twitter user who just doesn't get it. What are we talking about here?
So the people who get it, they show the receipts of them winning games because they went against me, and they said, easiest money in the world, fade the head here. And then there's people who don't get it, like, yeah, dude. So when you mess up a pick, you blame it on something else, and then when you get it right, you gloat on Twitter, and I'm like, well, listen to the podcast, but I don't say that to them. I just let them go. So
right, so essentially, there are people who say things like, when you say, I'm taking the Packers, but you should fade me. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is, yeah, great ploy. That way, when you're right, you puff your chest out. But when you're wrong, you say, I told you to fade me. So therefore, you can never be wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, they don't
kind
get
of missing the
joke. The
whole inside joke of how we've been hammering each other on the podcast for stuff. But again, a lot of Twitter users, so it is what it is.
All right. So listen, dude, head up, man. You sound like you're down.
Do I really?
A little bit.
Great, yeah. Wait,
you sound great. Is that what you just said?
I seem great. I feel great.
No,
you don't really
seem
good.
Great at all. You might feel great, but you don't seem great. Do you feel great?
I feel great, Jim.
Or do you feel like ass?
Yeah, my picks are ass, but I feel great. I'm going to bounce back here, damn it.
Hell yeah. Yes, you are, head. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. All right, listen, have yourself a weekend. I will find you on Sunday, and we will talk junk during the games like we always do.
All right, Jim, thanks. Can
nice
we get
job.
The Trevor Price burp real quick?
It's up to Alvin.
Damn it, Alvin. All right, later, Jim.
No, hold on one second. You love Trev. You love Trev, don't
you? But at least the Texans led Deshaun. Ooh, excuse me. You got to do that again.
Or at least never do that ever again. James, what is your fascination with celebrities who burp and or flatulate on air?
I don't know. I just think they're being themselves, and it happens. So let's have fun with it.
Happens to
Trevor, Wendy Williams.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right.
The dude who ran out of the end zone.
All right, right. All right, James, have a great weekend.
All right,
thank you very much. Thank you very little. As a boss of mine used to say, thank you very little, or I would hit him with thank you very little. He would say, you're welcome even less. And for some reason, that was funny back in the day. Anyway, James is taking heat because he took the Packers, and some of you don't get our jokes, understandably. That's fine. Listen. If you don't respect us, that's fine. If our podcast is not for you, that's fine. I get it. It's not for everybody. Just do me a favor. If you listen to it, just listen to it. Just give it a shot. If you can listen to it and say, you know what? You guys don't know what the hell you're talking about. Don't appreciate your chemistry. You're not funny. You're not giving me useful information. That was a waste of time. That's fine. I accept that. Believe me, I've been in this game a long, long time. I've experienced all sorts of hate. If you want to come at me with, your pod isn't good, you're not good, he's not good, your picks aren't good, it's a waste of time, I'm going to say, sir, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Give me a 5-star review and hit the road. And we're good. And we're good. I just think you're not going to do that. It's a great pod. All right? I'm not going to say that everything that I've ever done is great. I'm not saying that. Far from it. I'm saying this is a great pod. It is. You will laugh. I guarantee it. You will find it amusing. You will find it entertaining. It's fun as hell. The content is great. If you're listening to me because you like me or you like this show, I guarantee you'll like that pod. Because in some ways, I'm not going to say that pod is better than this show. I'm saying the very best elements of this show are even better on the pod. Let me give you an example. I'm not saying that I would ever go this far ever again, even on a pod. But yesterday, remember when I broke out the adult alarm? And a lot of you had never heard that before and were like, holy crap, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard on this show. I said, there's a reason for that. We can no longer do things like that on that show, on this show. However, on the pod, Jim Rome's Big Head Betts, we can do things that we cannot do on this show. So if you like this show, you will like the pod. The pod is great. It just is. It's great. Yeah, Rome, but I don't gamble. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Even if you don't gamble, you'll like the pod. You know why? I know what you like. You like bleep talking. You like good content. You like good humor. You like Alvin's production. The pod is an extension of this show. It's Alvin on roids too, by the way. It's me on roids. I've had a number of people say, you know what, Rome? I like the pod because it's like old school Rome. It's old school jungle. It's the kind of stuff you used to do back in the day, right? So find the pod. Even if you don't gamble, by the way, you'll forget that it's a gambling pod in a lot of ways. Now, the head gets a little carried away with his analytics and his data and his metrics, but then he butchers the language. I call him on it. We talk a little junk. And then you forget about all the info. But it's good info. There's a reason why I'm constantly hammering that pod. We work really hard at it. I'm really proud of it. I love it. Okay, now we're talking. Look who we got here. This is a guy that more people ask for than almost any caller. The R-I-B. Not the B-I-C, but the R-I-B. Let's go to Buffalo. Rick in Buffalo. Rick, what's going on, my brother?
Quick update from Orchard Park, Jim. I just shoveled out Rich Stadium, and the league seriously considering moving the game back to beautiful Buffalo. And after taking a quick piss break and throwing down a protein shake, I'll clear out the highways and major arteries in the southern tier, at which point even a moron like Goodell will have no other choice. And is there a bigger punishment than moving a home game to Detroit? As if having to spend our Thanksgiving in that dump of a city wasn't bad enough. That place is dirtier than the $3 hooker Vic and NoCal tried bargaining with last night. But before looking ahead to the Browns, Jim, I got to circle back to that train wreck last Sunday against the Vikings. I called for McDermott's head after the playoff loss against KC, but now I'm demanding for it. How in the hell does the head coach not have his QB try drying the defense offsides when the ball's being snapped from the one-inch line? 9 times out of 10, the defense jumps, you take the 5, then kneel it out. Football 101, you bald dummy. And how in the hell does the head coach not grab every single DB by the face mask before that 4th-and-18 prayer and scream, knock it down or pack your effing bags? Time for me to throw on the headset, Jim. I'll turn this damn thing around in a friggin' flash. And finally, Jim, how rich of midget Mark in Hollywood describing anything as teeny weeny. This dope still wears kid-size underwear and orders Mickey Mouse pancakes at the local diner. At least he finally realized no one wants to hear that manufactured, high-pitched voice and doesn't call anymore. We're all thankful for that, you loser. War Josh Allen getting things right on the fast track in the dome. War my Buffalo Bills making a Super Bowl run despite their C-minus head coach. War my fat-ass old man taking down a 50-pound Thanksgiving bird, then dropping a deuce that clears out the promised land. Thanks for the vine, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I'm out.
My brother, rock him.
Brother.
I love Rick in Buffalo.
Rock him.
I love this dude so much. I knew Mark would draw him out. I don't know what's going on with Rick. There's been talk about he got a promotion at work. He can't call as much as he used to. I trust that that's the case because I know he loves the show. I know he wants to participate. But he's not been coming around. He's not hiding from any of you or us. I really think it's a time issue. However, I felt that when Mark in Hollywood came in the way he did, I knew that Mark would draw him out. I knew that Rick would have something for Mark. I knew that Rick would have something like that for Mark. I didn't know that Rick would have exactly that for Mark. He told Chalk that he had kind of a slow day. Oh, a snow day. My bad. He's in the business of education. They have a snow day, so he was off. That's why he called. I like it. The show is always better when Rick calls. Rick is one of the best callers in the history of this program. Arguably the best caller to never win a smack off. And he would not consider that a compliment. He's one of those guys. I want to be known as the best to never win a major or the best to never win a smack off. He did hit the board and finish second. He again. Here's the thing. It's like Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods was in his prime, it was always Tiger versus the field. The BIC is still in his prime. It's always going to be the BIC versus the field as long as he's still playing. But when I'm listening to Rick and I'm looking at Rick and I see how angry Rick is, it's just a question of if, not a matter of when, right? That guy is still running hot. And I had never heard a Bills fan prior to Rick, not today, because as he said it after the playoff game. But I had never heard a Bills fan say anything other than positive things about Sean McDermott. This guy's coming for McDermott. And especially after Justin Jefferson made that catch on 4th and 18, where he said, how do you not pull every single defensive player aside and say, knock it down. Whatever you do, knock the damn ball down. To quote Rick, football 101, you dummy. And then the obligatory run at his old man on the way out the door. Love the guy. I admit it. Love the guy. And the obligatory run at Vic bargaining with a $3 hooker. Rick's definitely on the line. He's on the edge. 1-800-636-8686. Maybe some of you Bills fans had something to say about Sean. Maybe he's not the only one after the 13 seconds. But the thing is, they bounced back, right? Some organizations, some franchises, some teams never make it back from something like that. The Bills did. They did. They went to school on it. They owned it. They used it as fuel. It was only a few weeks back that they were ordained, all right? We'd already given them the Lombardi. We'd already given Josh Allen the MVP. That was as recently as 3 weeks ago. So it's not like, I mean, as devastating as that was, it's not like it wrecked them. But now, arguably, they're not the team to beat, not only in the AFC, but even in their own division. I'm telling you, man, I love Miami. I love Miami. Jets, Pats, big matchup this weekend. That's something else. I don't want to give it away. I've got a take on Zach Wilson. However, the big head, James Kelly and I, that's another game that we hit on Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. And if memory serves, now we're on the same side on that one, actually. Let me check something out really quickly before I go. All right, so here is a tweet I want to read. This says, I don't bet. This guy wrote it like that. I, period, don't, period, bet. I don't bet. But I listen to Big Head Bets on Sunday afternoon after most games so I can see how good or bad you and the head did. Oh, is I hear you both call the wrong game. Ha! After a good pick, it adds drama to the hilarity. Great pod. Exactly. This guy gets it. This is what I'm saying. If you want to listen to the pod, listen to it any way you want and use it any way you want. If you want to clown us and mock us, do it. We're here for it. If you want to fade us because you think that we're never right, do that. Get paid. If you want to win or lose with us so you can celebrate or commiserate with us, do that. Or if you don't want to bet at all, do that. It all works. It's a great podcast. I know great content. I know crappy content. I have provided both over the years at times. Mostly great. This is a great podcast that is not easy to do. I know you think that the Big Head and I just kind of roll in, crack open a mic, and we're that good. We're just not. We're not that smart, especially him. Especially him. But we work hard at it, and it's fun, man. We're having fun. I guarantee you will have fun if you listen to that podcast. And if I'm wrong, just tell me so, and I'll own it. But at least listen to it before you decide. All right, we'll take a short time out. I've got more reaction coming up. I do want to talk about Jalen Ramsey showing up on a stream with La Liar and calling him a liar to his face. There aren't many guys who would do that. But he is, and he deserved it because he tried to tell Jalen how it is with the Rams defense, which is pretty rich. Small business owners. Do you want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you may have made during the pandemic. You might even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation and find out if you qualify or not. It really is that simple. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is only 30 days. CPAs, payroll companies, they both turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're in the business, and they're the ones who turn to ERC, or I should say Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're knowledgeable, they're efficient, and they've got over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined. And you can count on Omega every step of the way. So to take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit, and once again, it is a tax credit, it's not a loan. Or if you have any specific ERC questions, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com before that filing window closes or the funds run out.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, short segment here. I got to stay on my clock. Still ahead, Adam Thielen. I've not spoken to him in a moment or so, so I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up in the last segment. Oh, Albie, we are closing the week with an interview. Therefore, the week that was needs to be prior to. You good with that? No wonder you've been a little snippy with me today. Get it? Snippy? See what I did there? Yo, bro, get cut. Just do it. Just do it. I don't want to sweat this every single year. I can't afford to lose you for 9 weeks again. Just cut it, dude. At Fatboy underscore Nate.
Sandwich.
Cut that meat.
Tweets. It seems like every call is Rick in Buffalo's best call ever. Dude, he's that good. It does seem like every one of his calls is his best call ever. He never makes a bad call. I mean, he picks his spots, but he picks his spots more frequently than only on the smack off. He doesn't make a bad call. Like, the guy never has an off game. He never has that game where he has two or three picks. He never makes a bad call. I agree. Jamie in Green Bay writes, I need to get gooder at Packers picks. Signed, James Kelly. Well done. Geoff wants some. Quote, we are part of the jungle carrier pigeon posse. Yours, bums. Geoff, in response to your bum-ass submission, the moratorium on bum smack has not been lifted because Twitter is going down in flames.
Freaking bum.
Got that, bum-ass? Hey, Jim. When Twitter completely implodes, the clones will have to resort not to fax machines, but will have to go back further in time to the SJP Express. Jake in New York City. What, you mean like snail mail? That could actually be pretty awesome. If we went back to snail mail,
it doesn't make any sense.
We could read last week's takes every single day, and it would be like the week that was every time I rip open a letter. It's actually not bad. And maybe Total Big E writes, screw the JFP. Bring back the text. War textual chocolate. It's not a bad idea. If Twitter goes down, we may have to do that. Hey, Rome. I'm with A-Raj. He's still a champion. Check that. He's still a winner. Signed, Dwight Howard, still a champion.
No matter how the season ends, you know, I'm still a champion. I won't let anybody tell me anything different.
Yeah, no, you're not. That's like LaFib saying, oh, it was not a failure. Last season was not a failure. Yeah, I'm going to get to this take. Did you watch him on the alternate cast last night? So he's up there streaming, doing what he does, doing his show. He's got his sycophants with him, telling him what he wants to hear. And he's got Jalen Ramsey up there. And all of a sudden, LeBron decides that it's a good idea to let Jalen Ramsey know what's wrong with the Rams defense and how Sean McVay is stealing his plays. And even though the Rams are in the gutter, and say what you want about Ramsey, he had something for LaLiar, which was rich as hell. And I mean that. It was amazing. We'll get to that. Braun. Caught. Not caught in a lie, but called on being a liar. Or called for being a liar. That's coming up. And your telephone calls. Take a shot. Shoot your shot. We had some good phone calls this week. 1-800-636-8686. So, Adam Thielen at 11:40. Alvy's week that was at 11:20. ATP goes even earlier, maybe 11 o'clock. So everything gets pushed back a segment because we have a guest. Right?
Live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So listen up, clones. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original, old-fashioned, teriyaki, hot and spicy, and peppered. All come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? All right, so let's get into this. Thursday night football last night was pretty much, It was all right. Not the most exciting game ever. Also not the Colts beating the Broncos 12-9 bad. It was not that. It was all right. It was fine. Now, the alternate stream, that was fire. That was fire. Because for the alternate stream this week, Amazon brought in The Shop. You know, LeBron's HBO talk show. And what made it so great was how horribly it all backfired on LeBron. So in case you missed this, let me lay it out for you quickly. LaFib brought Jalen Ramsey in as part of a panel, which also included Rich Paul and Dez Bryant. Probably a mistake by LeBrick. In fact, definitely a mistake by LeBrick, because Jalen was in no mood to take any of Bron's bullcrap. Here is LaLiar claiming that Sean McVay has been looking at his Madden playbook. Because according to Bron, he knows how to fix the Rams defense better than the Rams do. And it should shock nobody to hear that Jalen Ramsey, a member of that Rams defense, was having absolutely none of LaFib's garbage.
I think Coach McVay been looking at my playbook on Madden. Because I played a dime coverage and I put him on the inside.
Yeah.
I put him on a blitz, but then I hit the switch where I could just put on just a QB spy, and I just roam him all over the field.
So you been saw this, Bron.
I've been saw this.
You know what they say on Twitter, right?
I put him on the QB spy.
Now, Bron, yeah. You know what they saying on Twitter right now? They say you be capping.
I always speak the truth, man.
Hey, don't worry about that, man. You the king, man.
I mean, that is so good. That is one of the best things ever. He just called out this dude's serial lying right to his face on his own broadcast. I've always liked Jalen Ramsey. But that might have been the very best that Jalen Ramsey has ever been. Dude has never been more of a shutdown corner than he was in that moment. You know my deal. I don't root. I don't play favorites. Unless you call out LeBron's bullcrap right to his face on LeBron's own special Thursday night football broadcast. Then I do root. Then I do have favorites. Then you become an all-time great. Listen to LaLiar trying to lecture us about defensive football schemes. Dude, you sound like an 8-year-old. You run right into a buzzsaw on this one. You invite this buzzsaw onto your stream, and then you run straight into that buzzsaw by running your mouth about some bleep that you know nothing about. Never mind that LaLiar set his own house on fire, right? Never mind that he set the Laker house on fire. Never mind that he's burning his own house to the ground. He's out here trying to tell others how to fix their homes. How great is that? He's run the Lakers right into the ground, but he's going to let Jalen Ramsey know how it really is with Ramsey's team. Great idea, LaFib. Of course that bleep blew up in his face. Ramsey, by the way, also told him right to his face that he would never, ever have cut it in the NFL.
What about if Brian was in the league?
So speaking of big dogs,
Brian had no chance. I ain't gonna lie to you. Brian, they be saying you red zone thing. Brian, you would got scrapped.
How do you defend Brian?
I would have put them paws on
at the
Brian.
Line.
At the line.
Can you jump?
I ain't never been mossed in my career. I done been.
You never been mossed?
Not mossed like ooh on like my head. No, not like that.
Never.
I don't know if you heard of
Brian. I would have mossed that on me.
He said you wouldn't have mossed me.
I mean, this is such an ironic performance from Ramsey on this stream. People have been feeding this whole Bron NFL fantasy for years. You know, and you got Bron's yes guys like, yo, how'd Bron do in the NFL? How would he do in the NFL? And Jalen just comes on and he shuts that down too. Comes on this TNF stream and crapped all over that Bron to the NFL fantasy. Just crapped all over this guy on his own stream. And listen to this. Have you heard this? Like, all of Braun's guys are so offended. The crew is so offended. One guy jumps in at the end with, "You're still the king. You're still the king." The only thing that could have been better than Jalen Ramsey dunking all over LeBrick is LeBrick dunking all over himself while thinking that he was being so clever. And yes, this dream even had that too.
We got a transcendent franchise player like Aaron Rodgers, quarterback. Obviously, we know the quarterback position in the NFL, you know, besides if you got like a monster defensive end, you know what I'm saying, or a D-tackle like obviously Aaron Donald. That's the most important position in the NFL. So why wouldn't you surround that when you got the picks to maximize what he can do?
Are we still talking football or are we talking basketball?
Football.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you wasn't talking.
I mean,
about
it definitely translates.
So Jay,
I didn't want to talk about me.
He'd have some guys, but they didn't draft nobody though.
Yeah, you see, hey, LeBag, nobody would ever believe that you're not talking about you. Because, I mean, he's like, no, I'm not talking about my situation. I'm not talking about basketball. Nobody would ever believe that because you're only ever talking about you. It's all you ever do, talk about you. So you thought that you were being all cute with that passive aggressive, it definitely translates line, like throwing some low key shade at whoever the asshat was that built that Laker roster, whoever the total moron was that wanted Westbrook, the loser who built that purple and gold Titanic, that chump's the worst, right? What an incompetent clown. Too bad, LeGM, you're the guy. Why do you think everybody calls you LeGM? There's a reason why everybody calls you LeGM. LeGM? I love how running that Laker team into the ground is somebody else's fault. He's been running the team for years, but it's not his fault. It's somebody else's fault. That's the big difference between you and Aaron, LeFibber. Like Aaron, aside from Randall Cobb, Aaron doesn't actually pick his teammates. You do. Aaron never made the front office go get Westbrook. You did. So way to own yourself with that sick burn. Way to own yourself on your own stream. Way to look like a tool on your own show. Way to get dunked all over and then dunk all over yourself. How about that passive aggressiveness? You know, yeah, you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers. You got to surround that guy with talent. You got a franchise player like that. We all know that the quarterback's the most important guy. You have to surround that guy. You have to get that guy some talent. You have to get that guy some help. Nice passive aggressive shot about whoever it is that's running the Lakers not getting you what you need. And here I thought the Pinky cast was great TV. I thought that an alternate broadcast could never ever top that, but I was wrong. The roast of LeBag Altstream is appointment viewing. You give me that every single Thursday, and I'll be locked in every single Thursday. This is it, Amazon. This is your slam dunk breakthrough idea. The games are garbage. They've been garbage. However, if you want to put this up alongside your game, you're giving the people what they want then. Give us that. Just make sure you have Jalen Ramsey on every single week, or don't waste our time. Somebody has to tell LeFib what he needs to hear instead of those sycophants that he rolls with who tell him what he wants to hear for fear they'll get broken off if they don't.
Hey, you don't worry about that, man. You're the king, man.
Man, dude thought he was so clever. Like, we don't know what's up. Like, we don't know what he's been doing. Like, dude, we've been seeing this for over a decade from you. We know what's up. Did you listen to Jalen Ramsey saying, "Hey, LeBron, have you seen what they're saying about you on Twitter?" He called him on it, straight up. He said, "Sean McVay's been looking at his Madden playbook," and Jalen Ramsey says, "Hold up now. Dude, have you seen what they," and by they he means the entire world, "what they're saying about you on Twitter, that you're a liar? You be capping."
You know what they say on Twitter, right?
Now, bro, you know what they saying on Twitter right now? They say you be capping.
He says it once. You know what they've been saying on Twitter, right? And then his sycophants and his crew try and shut it down and shout him down. And Jalen says it a second time. You know what they've been saying about you on Twitter, LeBron. You be capping.
You know what they're saying on Twitter right now? They say you be capping.
This is not a guy on his own podcast talking about a guy who's not there. This is a guy on the guy's stream with his crew there, and he's on an island because Jalen Ramsey is used to being on an island, making damn sure that he lets LeBron know he's a liar on his own stream when LeBron tried to take a run at them for their defense.
You're a liar.
I don't know. I don't know what my favorite part about that is. That one guy jumping in at the end like, you're still the king. You're still the king.
About that, man. You're the king, man.
You're the king. You're the king, though. You're the king, though. I don't know. The guy just called him a liar to his face like everybody has been for months now. You're the king, though. He just caught you with a straight right hand, and you're taking a standing eight right now. But you're the king. You're the king, though. Well, you're lying on your back out. You're the king, though. Dude, the referee, he's already waved it off. He's not even counting. The referee waved it off before he hit the canvas. You're the king, though.
Hey, don't worry about that, man. You're the king, man.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about he just totally clowned you on your stream. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, though. You're the king, though. You're the king, though. Man, what does that job pay beside your dignity? Don't worry about that. You the king, though. Stay tuned.